Good morning, Oliver. Today is Monday, 21st of January, and right now it's partly cloudy and 24 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy in the morning, then clear, with temperatures ranging from low of 23 to high of 28 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with winds from northeast at 15 to 30 kilometers per hour. For later on, they predict clear in the evening, then overcast with winds again from northeast at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 83 and it will drop on 65% by noon. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 70%. Martin, the frequent visitor of Orville and the person who will present Orville a World Heritage Site for the Future on Wednesday at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, organized by Ciro, Unity Pavilion, French Pavilion, talks about the topic. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning.
And welcome back. You are a regular visitor of Orville, right?
Yeah, I came several times. I think it's my fifth time now.
Whoa.
And yeah. And for different length of time, but this time I came for 3 months, mm-hmm. and I volunteered to work on what I'm going to present Wednesday.
You will present the World Heritage Site for the Future and how it's connected to Orville, eh?
Absolutely.
So can you give us a glimpse of what we're gonna hear?
Yeah, of course. In fact, what I've been trying to do for the past 3 months was to kind of articulate and prepare the work for what it means to be a World Heritage Site and how it works to apply to be a World Heritage Site. So I've been through a lot of readings about the operational guidelines of the mm-hmm. of the UNESCO to be a World Heritage, and I've tried to articulate as well what were the values of Orville, how to extract them, to distill them, and being able to put them in the template of what the UNESCO
Heritage site is.
Yeah, you know, they need to find out what are the outstanding values mm-hmm. of a site, and that's what I've been doing, and that's what I will present. But of course, as well, it's not only that; it's also about trying to figure out as well what are the benefits and the concerns about mm-hmm. being a World Heritage.
As far as now, we are already protected by UNESCO, no? Not as a World Heritage Site,
but we are not. We've got a very strong connection and a strong, a strong history as well with UNESCO. Very strong support. Orville has been followed by UNESCO since its inception, really.
Yeah.
And there's been about four resolutions so far as well, mm-hmm. which is a very strong. It epitomizes somehow how UNESCO is supporting the project until now.
But I think we would really gain some benefits if we would be acknowledged as a World Heritage Site.
What would be the benefits?
Yeah, if we would get them, you know, what mm-hmm. would be the difference between the status we got now or to be really acknowledged as the World Heritage Site?
Well, first of all, we have to know that one of the first thing, very simple, would be to be recognized as a world city. Mm-hmm. Orville is an open city to the world,
yeah.
And being World Heritage Site would give that international recognition. It mm-hmm. would have a place on the world map somehow. Mm-hmm. It's already got it, but it would have it on people's mind as well internationally. Mm-hmm. So that would be a first point. The second point is that being World Heritage brings an extra protection as well to preserve and to conserve the site, mm-hmm. Not only at the local level, but also on a global level.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're World Heritage sites, it's not only the the state party. It's not only India who is responsible for Auroville. It's not only the Aurovillian. It's not only India, but it's also all the state party who have signed the convention of UNESCO. Mm-hmm. And that's quite a strong leveler. Mm-hmm. Are about 100. There is 196 countries. In the world, and UNESCO has 190 countries who have ratified the convention.
Mm. And how many sites are there now through the world to 160?
In the world, around 962. Yeah. Mm. So far.
That's quite an impressive number.
Every year, it's building up every year. Obviously, there is a convention. There is a committee every year.
Mm-hmm. Are there any contra? I mean, something that is not so good if we really become a World Heritage Site?
Well, what I've heard very often when I discuss the subject is people are very concerned mainly about tourism. Mm-hmm. Because obviously when you become a World Heritage Site and you get that international recognition and you get that point
coming
on the map, people are attracted to come and visit it, mm-hmm. which I think it's a good thing. What the concern is how to welcome all these tourists. If we let it that way, obviously it can become a problem. The thing is to implement and to planify a proper tourism strategy, mm-hmm. and a tourism strategy that is eco-friendly, that is responsible for the site, and that can make the whole event really pleasant for everybody, not mm-hmm. only for the tourists coming in Auroville, but mm-hmm. for the Aurovillians as well. Mm-hmm. There are already some strategies that have been thought and that will be presented. And
should be outside of.
And nonetheless, tourism is already something that Auroville has to
it's
face.
A source of income, and secondly, it's open to all. So we
it is. It is a source of income, but it mustn't be seen as a simple source of income. He has to be seen as a responsible visiting, and it can be done.
Right now it's a pressure because on holidays it can be 10,000 people who are passing through the visitor center towards Matrimandir, so there are already problems how to deal with it, and I think there are already some plans to put the visitor center outside of the
absolutely that's something that is
circle and the green belt
going to so be other visitor centers.
Be easier for all of us, for the visitors and for the residents.
Yeah, the idea is actually to put the new visitor centers will be set out outside of the city, which has already been done in many other countries, simply because it helps to preserve the site. If we put a visitor center
in the center,
that's where trouble starts to happen, because there are too much traffic, too much fluctuations, while all that first information could be done around the city. And there would be a much more friendly way to welcome the tourists outside of the city so they can get the information they need, and then to propose maybe in the future some
electric shuttle, or a
way of for them to get into the city and being nicely directed as well, nicely introduced to the place.
Okay, so there are some good things and some bad things, but it's always like that. Tell me, what is your connection with UNESCO? Because it must be a reason why you choose to introduce to us that topic.
Well, my connection is very personal. In fact, I think UNESCO has always been something. It's always been an institution I've been interested with. Mm-hmm. I've always been interested with what they were doing. Just that idea of of developing and preserving all the richness of this world, whether it is a natural site, whether it is a cultural site. It's something that always fascinated me. I love the world. I love discovering different culture. And that's for me something that it's I've always been attracted to. And my strong connection with Auroville year by year made me realize that there was a sort of intersection point. And when I realized that that UNESCO had followed Auroville for so long,
from the beginning,
I just thought, well, that would be a very interesting project to figure out how it works to be a World Heritage, and is Auroville eligible to that to become nomination?
But you're not, let's say, official or the employee of UNESCO. I mean, or volunteer. I don't know what is the position of the people who work for UNESCO.
No.
So it's just your personal choice, your personal interest that you are presenting. The really probably hard work to figure out all the points how we can follow. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally immersed myself into trying to know Auroville. And I'm saying trying because it's not, it's, you know, something that would take more than a, could take more than a lifetime, but trying to understand the core of what is Auroville, and I also spent the past few months reading thoroughly these about 400 pages of the operational guidelines, but I enjoyed it. And you know what I enjoy the most is that when you do that sort of research, you're not only focusing on what is Auroville or what are its values, but you have also to do a sort of comparative analysis, which means that you have to read about how it's been done for other sites who might share the same value, how when did they apply to be a World Heritage, and also what was really really interesting was how UNESCO has broadened its view of what is a World Heritage site. And since 1994, they've really opened up their strategy. They are not focusing on historical sites,
but also the natural.
But they absolutely, they really, really made a great work to try to develop natural sites, mixed properties, shared sites, cultural landscapes. They really, really opened up to sites that 20 years ago wouldn't have been recognized.
But it's still the aim to preserve. What
the aim is definitely to preserve, to conserve.
What and was maybe there at some time and is still going on, and to keep it going on, yeah? At least in Auroville case, probably would be not to only preserve, but also to keep it to go on.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's one of the main points as well. It's not only for now, it's for the future.
Yeah. So now let us repeat. It's going to be on Wednesday at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso or Multimedia Center in Town Hall.
Yeah.
And the talk is in which language? No, because we know the both. So, and the French Pavilion is one of the organizers beside Unity and Chiro.
Yeah. So that's the scoop, because I've just talked with a French Pavilion yesterday, and apparently there is a shortage of persons to translate into English.
From French.
So, yeah, from English to from French to English. So I'll probably do it in English.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure.
Martin, thank you for visiting. And see
thank you,
on Wednesday.
To you. Thank you for your interview.
The workshop on developing guidelines on what we want from new buildings by L'Avenir and Resident Assembly Service, which was announced for 23rd, will occur on Monday, 28th. At the same time, between 4 to 7 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone. For more information, you can listen to our already published interview with Helen, a volunteer of L'Avenir, who will facilitate the workshop for the community. Tomorrow, between 5 to 8 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, Annie Carroll will hold an interactive motivational workshop with the title The Ego Tango. On Wednesday at 4 p.m. at Centerfield Kindergarten, the kindergarten team with Orville Press and Sire will release the book Building with Blocks at the Orville Kindergarten. Teachers, parents and children are particularly welcome to come to discover the results of a research project of 6 years written by Odile. And the block room will be open for those who would like to build. On Thursday at 4:30 p.m. at Udavi School, at its football grounds, they will share with the community a physical demonstration by its students. They are asking us to come to support and encourage the students. Pavilion of Tibetan Culture and the Tibetan Students Association of Chennai presents the 7th Tibet Festival from Friday 25th until Sunday 27th. The interesting would be Saturday, when the buffet will followed by culture dance by the Tibetan students. And Sunday evening buffet will conclude with a jam session and special appearance by Orville children of the Odyssey Dance Group of Kanchana. We are all warmly invited. And on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, we can enjoy in live music in genres of pop, Latin, folk and jazz by Nuria with vocal, Matt on piano and sax, Mishko on bass, Suresh on drums. On Saturday at Sveda, Hibiscus Art Village Project will offer That Yellow Moon at 9 p.m. concert of Anna and Tiago Yemadas with friends, followed by jam session. Lively Up Your Earth 2013 Eco Music Festival is still in need of volunteers to help them from day to day, with cleaning, paintings, signs, helping with organization. If you feel inspired to organize and help during this lively day, please contact them. And this is also the last call for the Eco Stars. So if you want a star, bring a ring to them immediately. So you can call Agnes on 0988-436-4846, or you can call Krishna on 984-331-9260. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m., they will screen Adam Kadwon and the Evolution, which is a video talk by George von Vreken. Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, they will follow next 2 weeks the foodie series, in which they will bring us some delicious foodie films of various genres from across the world, where food provides the primary focus, the background or the context. So tonight at 8 p.m. we can see drama noir mystery Mildred Pierce, made in USA in 1945 by director Mike Curtis. And tomorrow they will screen comedy romance Romantic Anonymous, made in France in 2011 by director Jean-Pierre Amery. And on Wednesday we can see drama Big Night, made in USA in 1996 by director Campbell Scott. For those who have given themselves to the divine, each difficulty that confronts them is the assurance of a new progress and thus must be taken as a gift from the grace, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.